Yeah. It's time to connect the dots. You hear me? We're going to connect the dots. Yes, we are. It's time to connect the dots. This is Radio Free America, BBS Internet Radio, the Connect the Dots radio show. Well, we're going to free your mind as the government tries to brainwash you day after day after day. The one thing you can look for is freeing your mind at midnight Central Time or 1 a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday or Sunday, take your pick. You know, hey, that's it. I'm on the borderline here. You know, in New York City, we're in the Sunday morning already. It's 1 a.m. If you're in the Central Time Zone, it's past midnight. And the other time zones, you're back in Saturday still. Hey, I'm right on the borderline, kind of like. Well, let me tell you, you know, the whole thing with the politics is getting crazy. I mean, literally crazy. I mean, it's like, it's insane. That's it. Insane, you know? It's like, I don't know what to say, except that, you know, how, what can I say? Here's what I'll say. Is everybody brain dead? And the answer is yes. You know, when they had that New Hampshire primary, some dumb people actually, numerous dumb people actually voted for Chris Christie and said, and the guy from Florida, because they didn't realize that they weren't, they had dropped down. That's the informed voters we have. And elections are important things. You know, most people don't realize it. But because I have the inside information, because I look for it and I find it, this will be the last U.S. presidential election this coming November. So you really ought to make your vote count and vote for somebody like me, a right-wing candidate. You know, because the Democrats and Republicans, look what they do. They can't do anything. You know, they're in a log jam. It's been that way for a long, long time. You know, Democrats and Republicans rule the political system. So, you know, I'm asking people, human beings, if you are a real human being out there, have the guts to vote for another human being like me and stop voting for these criminals. You know, they're all criminals. I mean, if we had, I don't know, somebody in charge of the military, they could go in and arrest all of them for treason, basically. Just about every one of them could be arrested for treason. But apparently we don't have somebody in the military of high enough a position to give the order to do that. I mean, they've all violated the Constitution. It's known how they've done it. But they all get to sit there still. And they're trying to run another rigged election for the stupid people that are... Yeah, if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you're stupid because these people don't know anything for you. And once they get elected, they don't. You can't get rid of them. It's very hard to get rid of them. You know, it's really hard to get them to do what you want them to do. Realistically, there's actually no way to force public officials to do what you want them to do after you've elected them. You know, I've said it before and I've said it again. This is a republic we're in. It's not a democracy. It's a republic. And in a republic, the representatives have all the power. And you, the voters, have none. Wake up and smell the coffee. That is how how it is. And, but let me just remind you what's happened under the Democrats and Republicans, what they, some of the things they've allowed, because that's been the government for the last 100 years or so, more probably, just a two-party system. I mean, sure, there's other parties that come and go, but the Democrats and Republicans have been holding the American people hostage since ever since after the Civil War, pretty much. But let me just inform you of what your government has allowed to happen to you, and the government being Democrats and Republicans. You know, they haven't allowed bad things to happen to you. In 1966, the U.S. Army was allowed to dispense contagions into the New York City subway system to see what would happen. Now, isn't that wonderful? The U.S. government, which is your Democrat and Republican parties, have been repeatedly caught in illegal bioweapons tests over American skies. Yes. They test the bioweapons over the American people. Who are you going to blame? Democrats and Republicans. And you're going to vote for either one of that group? You know? In 1994, residents in Oakville, Washington, reported tiny blobs of Gleneagles goo raining from the sky. Here we go. Why was the government allowed to do that? Allowed some crazy scientists to do that? Same thing happened in 1997 in Everett, Washington State. You know, and then we got the chemtrails out there every day. Not one politician has the guts to even mention the word chemtrail. And, you know, all kinds of bad things are in there. Just go on the internet, you'll find out. But the government is pretending nothing's happening. And your taxpayer dollars are paying for the fuel to run the planes and paying for the toxic ingredients that they are spraying on you, you know? Plus, it's known that they put aluminum nanoparticles in the jet fuel to further poison you, you know? Can't go out and get a breath of fresh air anymore unless there's no chemtrail planes flying over, or just even regular jets putting aluminum nanoparticles in the jet fuel. So, you know, you're living in an area where there's a lot of jet fuel. Planes are burning it. It's trickling down, and you've got to breathe it in. And this is what is going on. And who allows this to go on? The Democrats and Republicans. You know, it's sickening. And the only chance, the best chance that the people in America have to not in voting for president is got to be anybody but a Democrat or Republican. Because if you are running for president as a Democrat or a Republican, you get elected, you're going to side with your political party. It's expected of you, and you will end up doing it. And you won't be able to really serve the people, because your main obligation will be to serve your political party. So why is everybody gung-ho about voting for Trump, you know? And he's going to serve his political party when he gets elected. You know, they've got control of the House of Representatives, but they don't have control of the Senate. So it's going to be a logjam, just as always. In fact, the first time Trump was elected, he had both parties, I believe. Both the House and the Senate were Republican-owned, but even with that, he wasn't able to do anything, you know. And he doesn't know how to make friends with Democrats. He can't even make friends with regular people sometimes. So why are you, you know, all you people that want to think vote for Trump, you know, you're out of your mind. This guy had the reins in his hand, and he accomplished a few things with all the executive orders. He wasn't able to control the Congress. You know, the Congress is not that hard to control, but you gotta know the power of suggestion, and believe me, Trump doesn't know it. And forget about Biden. We don't even know if that's a human being anymore. You know, there's several Cuomo models out there. Seriously. Next time you see him on the TV screen, take notice. Doesn't wear a wedding ring. Well, Cuomo's don't wear wedding rings. That's it. And I can't believe that his wife would allow the real Joe Biden to take off his wedding ring. I don't think so. But, you know, that'd be a good question for the reporters. President Biden, where's your wedding ring? He'll, I don't know. I don't know what he would do if he asked that question. That's the situation we have, you know. And this is the last election, believe it or not. If you have the inside information, you know what I'm talking about. But this will be the last U.S. presidential election as we know it. Because the event will happen not that far away. A couple months after the election, the event will happen. It's 6 months at the most. Yeah, this is reality coming in. Hey, are the Democrats and Republicans talking about this? You know, people, we need to get ourselves ready for what's happening. It's going to happen. It's out of our hands, and we should be getting ready for it, but they want to pretend that nothing's happening. And, you know, there's a lot of important things that we, the people, need to do to get ready for what's happening. It has nothing to do with what the politicians are talking about. So, I don't know what else to say. Hey, you know, I'm running as a writing candidate. I could turn the situation around very quickly with the office of the president. And I can get the Democrats and Republicans to get along. All it takes is a little persuasive conversation. Obviously, Mr. Trump doesn't have that ability because he was there 4 years and he couldn't get them to get along. What makes you think he's going to do it again? And what makes you think that the Democrats are not going to steal the election? Hey, you know, nobody's talking about the voting machines. No. Everybody knows they can be hacked into, and that's your major option for cheating is using the electronic voting machines. And, of course, both parties are planning to cheat like hell to win the election. So why do you want to cast vote for somebody who's going to get elected a Democrat or Republican if you waste your vote for these people that will not serve you? Neither one will serve you, you know, because they don't have the qualifications to serve. One can't even talk straight. One can't or climb stairs without falling down. And the other one, you know, it's just going to, let's just say Trump got elected. He's going to get about as far as he did in the last election, but maybe not even that far, you know, because he has an army of people against him. So he's going to be able to accomplish close to nothing. And he doesn't know what's coming, you know, believe me. And if he does, if he did, why isn't he talking about it, you know? Why isn't he talking about the event? You know, this should be world news. We know mainstream media doesn't want the people to know. They want to keep the people in the dark. until it happens, which is not good. You know, in the meantime, the general population, we should be canceling our contracts that we had to make with the deep state when we came into this world. Well, that's a whole other story, but there's a way to do it, you know. And while we're still talking about presidents, you know, I did some looking up recently, and there were some unusual, you look at the past elections, first election was only people running, there were no political parties, and election of 1824, there were no distinct party designations that year. And there's been a whole mess of weird names of parties that came and went. One was called the Fusion Party. Then there was the Independent Republican Party, the National Republican Party, the Anti-Masonic Party, the Nullifiers Party, the Anti-Jackson Party, the People's Party, Prohibition Party, Union Labor Party, Workers' Party, American Party, you name it. I mean, it's the Whig Party, the Free Soil Party, Greenback Party, I mean, the list goes on and on. But the Democrats and Republicans have been running the show steadily since even before the Civil War, they were running the show. Except the Republicans were called Whigs before the Civil War. After the Civil War, then it was Democrats or Republicans. And they've been hogging the show ever since. So the last election's coming up this November 2024. This is your last chance to vote for a real person who knows how to solve problems. Now, every one of these problems in America, they can be easily solved. The problem is, anybody, a member of a political party, they don't want to solve problems because they owe their allegiance to the people that got them elected and the people that continuously give them the bribe money. And it's going to be the same money. Whoever, if there's a Democrat or Republican gets elected, forget it. You know, you might as well just go home and have a beer or something, because they're not going to be able to do anything. And the Congress will be in, you know, I claim to be the only person that can talk the Democrats and Republicans into getting along with each other. Of course, that'll never happen unless I get being the presidency, because I don't have access to those people as a regular individual. And that's why you should be interested in supporting me. Of course, I need a large support team. You know, as a Reagan candidate, I have to have friends at every polling booth and take a count, you know, because the political system will not tabulate my votes, you know? So I need a good support team. I don't know how many polling booths are, but we're talking thousands and thousands and thousands. I need a gigantic support team. I don't really need money, but I need a support team. People that are willing to go out there and donate a little of their time for something, a chance to have a real president again. I don't think we ever had a real president, you know? And when they tried to be, they made stupid mistakes. Got themselves killed, you know? I know how to do things without getting myself, you know, believe me. And but I need support. So if you're listening to my voice, tell your friends tomorrow, you know? There's somebody here who knows how to solve all the problems, all the issues from the top down, the way it's supposed to be done. And I can get the Democrat and Republican traitors in Congress to start doing something for the American people. How will I do it? The art of persuasion, the power of suggestion. And that's how things get done. Give them good reasons to get along and do something for the people, and they'll do it. But Trump isn't going to be able to do that, and Biden's just a worthless puppet for the New World Order. Like I said, I don't know if he's even a human being anymore. Well, so much for that. I've got some interesting, hey, this is called a radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. And I've got some mystery questions that need answering. And maybe there's a caller out there that can answer some of these questions. Well, can anybody explain the hologram that we're supposed to be living in? You know, if you listen to spiritual people and people that are supposed to be in with the star seeds, and the they talk about the fifth dimension, the sixth dimension, and our third dimension too, and they say that we are living in a hologram. But not one of these people that keep talking about and saying that we're living in a hologram here in the third dimension ever explains it. So if there's any caller out there that can actually explain how are we in a hologram, you know, let's hear some real common sense explanation. You know, why are these people all talking about saying, we're in a hologram here. We'll be in a hologram when we get to the fifth dimension also. Well, you need to, you know, you can't just make those statements and not be able to explain how are we in a hologram? There has to be some kind of logical explanation to explain this. Hey, anybody know it here? Call in and enlighten us, please. Another mystery question was brought up on last week's show. Anybody who can give us all a common sense, plain English explanation of spontaneous combustion of a human being? You know, these things have happened many times. But it would be nice if somebody could actually explain how exactly does a human being, what are the factors that causes a human being to spontaneously combust? And here's another mystery question. Can anybody explain what the tiny red lights in the sky are twinkling like, little tiny Christmas lights, the kinds that twinkle? The sky is full of them. If you can change the focus of your vision, go out there at night, you would be able to see them. There's not as many of them out there as the stars in the sky, but they're out there all the time. But you have to shift your vision to see them. But can anybody, the mystery question is, can you explain what these sparkling, twinkling red lights in the sky are? You know, they're in the atmosphere. That's what my intuition tells me from seeing them. They're in the air, atmosphere of the Earth. They're not out there with the stars. They're within the atmosphere that surrounds the Earth. But what are they? A mystery question. Anybody got the answer? Call in. You know. Hey, it's toll free number 888-627-6008. And, I forget to mention a famous company, Raytheon, is the one that in 1990, began spiking jet fuel, kind the airplanes used, with aluminum. Well, you know, all this crazy talk about, people are talking all the time about global warming. Well, the real culprit for global warming is the chemtrails. If you can't understand that, boy, you need to connect the dots. A little common sense goes a long way. I mean, you know, it's the exact opposite of what they're telling you. You know, these crazy harebrained schemes of the mad scientists, oh, they know what they're doing, though. This is to destroy the earth, destroy the soil, destroy the human race. It's a new world order plan, and they have conned legislators and governments into allowing this to go on. They say, we're going to cool down the climate by using the chemtrails to reflect light, reflect the sunlight. So they're dimming the sunlight, they say. And they're doing it with aluminum particles in the, you know, tiny nano-sized aluminum particles to reflect the sunlight. And that's their plan so the earth won't overheat. But a little common sense goes a long way. If those particles are capable of reflecting sunlight, they're also capable of reflecting the heat back down to the earth. The heat that might be rising off the earth, so they're creating a greenhouse effect. You know? So that's your biggest climate problem right there, the chemtrail planes. And nobody's talking about it, though. And nobody has any common sense anymore. And let me see. I might have one more mystery question here. Can anybody explain why the so-called genius scientists claim there's only 11 dimensions? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why only 11 dimensions? I mean, yeah, we've heard the statement before, but we never had it really explained. Why are there only 11 dimensions? And of course, those of us that have the spiritual knowledge, you know, there's more than 11 dimensions. But why did the scientists, who can answer that question? Why do the scientists claim that there are only 11 dimensions? Again, misinforming us. And they just don't know how to think outside the box. And that's where they're stuck, in their own little box. Hey, you know, you can get out of the box real fast with your thinking. All you have to do is get a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory, guaranteed to make a smarter human being out of anybody who reads it. You know, you can read it 100 pages text only. You can read that in a couple hours. The best part of the book, though, is the pictures, the real photos of the invisible creatures that fly around at night and land on your trees. And, you know, and these are real photos, too. We're seeing is believing, 35 millimeter photos. And not this digital bullshit where they can fake everything, you know. And I list 39 ongoing conspiracies, and one of the conspiracies is the digital conspiracy, you know. That's why they forced all TV stations to broadcast a digital signal, so they can fake the news, the pictures on the news, anytime they want. And there's no way for you to tell if you're faking them or not. And this goes on all the time, daily. So anyhow, you get that book, Connect the Dots Theory. Come on, you can Google it. It's out there. You can read the first 40 pages for free. What more the hell? More you want. And if that doesn't entice you by just looking at the table of contents, I don't know. Maybe you you just enjoy drinking beer or something like that. And then you'll find out about the Thought Traction flypaper. You'll find out about who are the overseers of mankind. You'll find out about the sparkling points of light. You'll find out about the flying crescent. Anybody know what the flying crescent is? It's another mystery question for you. If you feel like calling in, and you'll gain an understanding of things. You'll see pictures of unusual spacecraft like no one else has in any book anywhere. You know, hovering craft, not flying saucers, but hovering spacecraft. And there's plenty of pictures of them in there. And it will make a smarter person of you. This book has so much, you know, explanations in it, and just plain outright intelligent knowledge. Beings from all over the galaxy who are from the higher dimensions could come here to Earth and read that book and actually learn something that they didn't know. That's how much important knowledge is in this one book called Connect the Dots Theory. And like I said, guaranteed to make you a smarter person in one day. And talk about alien beings, you know, I mean, they're coming. Some of the names you probably heard before, coming from places like the Orion constellation. That's an easy thing to pick out in the sky, the Orion constellation. And they're coming from Sirius or Sirius, you know, like Sirius Radio. They're coming from that locale. They're coming from the Andromeda Galaxy. And they're coming from other dimensions and other places we never even heard of. And hey, it's going to happen soon. And if this is all new to you, the place to go is just go on the internet. Go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And you can get the updates there as it's progressing. And I've been following this for like 6 years. And man, a lot has happened in 6 years, and we're getting really close. And that's why November 2024 is going to be the last U.S. presidential election. And you want to make your vote count, and that's why you should vote for me. Because if you vote for a Democrat or Republican, you're just part of the problem. You know, it'll be a log jam until the end when the event happens. We should be talking about this every day to our friends. The event is going to happen. Yeah. It's going to happen, and the most important part about getting ready for the event is to raise your frequency. Because we're heading into the fifth dimension, we're in the third dimension now that we call physical reality. The fifth dimension will be a different type of physical reality, but everything will be vibrating faster. You can't go there if you're harboring negative feelings or desires, you know? That's why these wars are going on now. The New World Order is going down. They are being taken down our Galactica brothers and sisters are coming here after the event, and they're going to round up the rest of the trash that are still here. They've kicked the reptilians off, they kicked the Jekylls off our planet already, and they kicked the Chimera spiders off. Yeah, all these things are working behind the scenes, the Archons, they've all been kicked off. And there's just a few little tiny things to do, and the holdouts, the diehards, and we're not talking about a battery from Sears catalog or something, the famous diehard battery. I'm talking about the diehards, the New World Order, you know, controllers that have controlled the human race for decades, for thousands of years. You know, before there were world controllers hundreds of thousands of years ago. And they, you know, throughout the history of mankind, there, for at least the last 300,000 years, there have been control by creatures from other worlds. And the new, you know, they present themselves in our, in this time as the New World Order. And they own people like Joe Biden, and he's owned and cloned. And that's why the whack job and the Israeli government there, yeah, he's owned by the New World Order. He's one of the key players. And they're dedicated to making humanity suffer because they want to please their demon friends. Yeah, they're hand-in-hand, walk hand-in-hand with the invisible demons, the satanic groups. And these are the people that are part of the New World Order. And that's why these two major wars are going. And, of course, they're not going to be happy. They're going to try to get some more. And these wars will probably go in until the event, or to the end of time, in the third dimension. And don't expect it to end shortly, because all government people are crooks, and every government in the world, the ones we like, the ones we don't like, they're all crooks, and they're all controlled by the New World Order. Yeah, they're rerunning the Congress just about. Yeah, sure, there's maybe one or two or not, but just about everyone in the U.S. Congress, they're controlled by the New World Order. That's why they don't like Trump, because he isn't part of the New World Order. But he still doesn't know what to do. Regardless, you know, he doesn't know how to serve the people, really. You know, he thinks he does, but believe me, he's got a lot to learn about the common people, the common men and women. And regardless of that, you know, there's these beings from other worlds. They're coming here. They're going to show their faces and meet with us after the event. And they're going to bring their military force with it to round up, to do the final battling, to get them to die hard. Scumbags, you know what I mean, the crooked politicians, the filthy rich, people like Gates, they will be rounded up and taken away and tossed in the central sun. That's how they get rid of trash like that. And it's too bad that we couldn't do this stuff ourselves. That's why they're here to help us, because the bad guys have all the key positions on the chessboard, planet Earth. You know, if you think of Earth as a chessboard. Yeah, all the key positions of power are controlled by the dark forces. You know, and they're in league with the invisible demons, the satanic worshippers, the devil, and you name it. You know, devil is just one being. You know, invisible being. But there are plenty of demons around mind-controlling people. And then there's the mad scientist who invented the machines, like the certain senior letter agents use to mind control people. You know, when these massacres are, well, these people are mind controlled to go out and do it. Usually, part of the mind control, and of course, and after you're done killing as many people as possible, shoot yourself, because we don't want you spilling the beans. We don't want them to ever figure out how this happened. But that's it. These massacres are going to continue because we're still allowing these dark forces to work behind the scenes and mind control innocent people to do bad things. And I don't know if I said it last week or in the past couple of months, as this thing is dragged out now, the Israeli conflict, but the friend of mine sent me a video, and there's a couple of people involved in this that know what's going on. The fact that basically the Israeli government purposely took their soldiers away from guarding the area of defense where the Hamas people went through. And these, and it turns out there's more information. Actually, the Israeli government supports Hamas. Yeah. Their buddies, partners in crime. And this whole thing was designed to create suffering because, you know, these New World Order positions of power, they have to please their demon friends, you know. The demons want plenty of suffering because they feed off it, the invisible demons. And they get, you know, they threaten to take away their positions of power, you know, like president and this, unless they do some dirty deeds for them. And so that's how the whole thing got started right there, you know. And purposely took the soldiers away, and Hamas was ordered, okay, the gates are open, go in there and commit atrocities. And then, you know, the next step was, okay, Israeli government, now you go and commit more atrocities on top of those atrocities and just keep going, you know. We'll tell you if it's time to stop. Don't listen to anybody else. And that's exactly what's going on, you know. And it's all being controlled from behind the scenes by demonic beings and aliens from evil worlds who have cloned themselves bodies to be here to interact with the human race. And cloning is possible. And this is how it's playing out. Same thing in Ukraine, too, you know. Ukraine's an evil country, not the people, the government. It's the same in every country in the world. The people of the country and the government that rules over them, two different entities. And the Ukrainian guy, him and his evil bunch of money launderers and other crimes they commit, they were used to annoy the Russians to the point of the Russians decided to attack them, you know. The Russians are not New World Order puppets, and but Ukraine is a New World Order puppet. And you got to put two and two together here. What has he done? Since the Russians just attacked him a little, the guy Zelensky goes around the world asking for more weapons to perpetuate this war as long as possible. No matter how much he gets, he keeps asking for more, which is only going to perpetuate the situation. No, nobody's talking about peace. Absolutely not. Yeah. And the government people are continuing. You know, they don't want, neither one of them in any of these conflict situations want peace. They're being controlled by demons and other New World Order puppets high up on the top of the pyramid. They get to order people around by blackmail, bribery, what. And now that they have got these two wars going, there is no intention of ever ending them. You know? It'll only end when the event happens. It happens soon. And that's definitely going to happen in 2025. And the good aliens finally land and round up the rest of the trash of the diehards that are still hanging out and still trying to cause more chaos and suffering for their demonic friends. And, yeah, the invisible demons are still here, too. And they're excellent mind controllers. Some of them have the ability to slip into somebody's body and control it from the inside. Yeah, real nasty characters. But, so that's what's going on. And if you watch the news or the fake news, you'll see that other confrontations are starting in other places around the world, too. They're not happy with two ongoing wars that will never end. They want more. You know, the more the merrier. That's the way the world is being run. And U.S. government, we're as soon as they arm something out in the Congress there, you know, they'll be giving more of your taxpayers' dollars to keep the war going in Ukraine, you know, and which is, it's just a total waste, you know. A little country like Ukraine and all the crazy stupid talk, yeah, until we beat the Russians. There isn't a country in the world that can actually beat the Russians. It's got the biggest land mass. It's got the largest amount of nuclear weapons. Even the United States can't beat the Russians. So what kind of stupid talk is this, you know? Unbelievable, and of course China is going to probably start a war with Taiwan. Well, China is, you know, they're controlled by evil. You know, they engage in making people suffer. So that satisfies the demons. So that's another sorry ass group there. And so basically, that's what's going on in the world situation. That's what's going on in the political situation. But we as individuals, we need to put our best foot forward out there. We need to be more loving and kind to each other. A little bit of kindness goes a long way. Smile at people, and they might smile back. Say hello to people, just to be friendly. These are good vibrations, and if you're in a romantic love affair, keep the fire going. Nothing more enjoyable than life than making passionate love to the one you love. And it's bliss, beyond bliss. And unfortunately, not everyone gets to have those experiences, but what can I say from experience? There is nothing more joyful than making passionate love to someone who loves you and you love them. It's beyond words, and it's so satisfying. Well, so that's what we have to do as individuals. You need to be more loving. If you're not in a relationship, get into a relationship and try to make it a loving one. Because love is the most powerful force in the universe. And like I said before, hey, this is an educational show. Let me just remind everybody, if you're in Texas, you can get yourself a lodeal deed for property, which is a real a deed to your property, and once you get that, the locality cannot tax you anymore for your property. Of course, you know, you're still going to have to pay, sewer and water hookup, unless you can live off of. You got a well on the property, and you don't need the city water. But you can get a real deed there, where you know, the rest of us around the country, you know, we think we own property. We don't own it because the locality, the county or the state will tax us on that property. And that's the way it is with the town or something like that. And of course, we have a lot of make-believe laws just designed. They're not really laws. They're trickery designed to extract money from us. That's what we get when you have a crooked government. You know, the U.S. government is it's a corporation. You know, changed back in that was 1871, and not one of the person in Congress ever wanted to talk about that. Well, and they still won't talk about it. And just out of curiosity, I didn't know you Trump a little bit. Well, why didn't Trump call the military when he was president? He called the military and arrested everyone in Congress for traitors' actions. He knew a little about that. Well, he had the guy had the reins in his hands, and he messed up. So if you're going to vote for somebody like that, you're just wasting your vote. What else? Here's something that most people don't realize. There's all kinds of radiation waves called delta, theta, alpha, beta, gamma. Those are, they gave them Greek letters, the names of Greek letters. So, delta waves are from 0.5 to 4 hertz per second. Theta waves are from 4 to 7 hertz per second, and cycles per second. Alpha waves are from 7 to 14 cycles per second, and beta waves are from 14 to 30 cycles per second. And gamma waves are above 30 hertz. Or 30 cycles per second. Well, now you learn something. I mean, if you forgot, we'll forget that by tomorrow, but you can always check, you know, all our shows at PBS Radio are archived. So, the most recent show will show up in the archives maybe 4 days or 5 days after the actual show. So, hey, that's good to know. Let me tell you something. If you were to go and listen to every one of my shows that I've done in the last 6+ years, you would be an extremely smart person. Beyond that of the average man. Because every one of my shows, I introduce new bits of information. And anybody seen any archons lately? I hear they look like black, slimy, slug creatures. But then again, they supposedly have all been removed. You know what's interesting about science fiction movies? Science fiction movies will tell us about something that's happened in the past, or something that might happen in the future, or something that's happening right now where it's not aware of it. And so they're not really science fiction. They're truth-revealing movies, in a sense. And if you look, and as the old saying goes, put your thinking cap on, when you're watching a scientific fiction movie, you might catch on that maybe the movie's thinking to something that will happen soon, or maybe they're talking about to happen, something happened thousands and thousands of years ago that we forgot about, or something happening right now. And the best movie for that is you go out and get yourself a copy of that movie called They Live. I don't know if you can download it for free, but I mean, check it out, because that's a very popular movie. But somebody probably shouldn't buy the DVD that there might have been on a VHS still when the movie came out. But that movie, it's worth watching more than once because that's telling you about the reality that we're living in now. And I told you all before, too, go out and buy yourself a book from the bookstore, if you can find a bookstore. It's called The Magic Eye 3D Book. And you can teach yourself how to change the focus of your vision, and then you'll quickly understand that everything you look at there, the billboards, just like in the movie, there's a subliminal message hidden there. And your subconscious mind will see that subliminal message. And that's how the public gets brainwashed without even knowing. Same thing happens through your TV set, too. They can put an image behind the image. It'll be a little out of focus, but after you learn how to switch your focus, you might be able to see the hidden image. But they're there. They put them in all the time, and they put them in all the billboards. They're in the magazines. And that's why you want to buy that book, Magic Eye 3D, and you can see, once you learn the technique, you can see how they can hide anything behind anything. And there's so many great science fiction movies out there, but that's the best one to hook you in with the reality that we're kind of in, you know, aliens disguised as humans, and a secret world government that controls us with the TV, so the little messages and advertising, et cetera, et cetera. Well, nobody has answered those mystery questions. Hey, you'll have a chance next week. Why did the scientists only were able to find 11 dimensions? Really, what is it? That? You know, that brain dead. Look at the sparkling red lights in the sky that you can't see unless you learn to shift your vision. Hey, who can explain why we're living in a hologram? How does that make any sense? You know? Well, maybe next week somebody will come out of, like a jack in a box, will pop out of nowhere and answer those questions. You know, they're important questions to be answered. Hey, do you know you can ask for help from the Pleiadians? That's right. Find out about it by going to the portal. Yeah. And the Colbert, the guy who is the representative for the portal, the spokespeople for the good ETs that are working behind the scenes to free us from all the bad controls, and they're doing it bit by bit. We're getting closer. And you can find out about those protocols, Pleiadian protocols, where you can ask for help. And you'll find it at the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. And the Cobra gives interviews on there. And this is a code name for the person representing the galactic brothers and sisters. It's not the Cobra from years ago who was just a character. So, Cobra, by the way, he's giving a lecture in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, on February 3rd and 4th. If you're in the neighborhood, check it out and get yourself an education and an update on how soon the event, it's not that far away. It'll happen shortly after, you know, anywhere between, I don't know, anywhere between, say, 2 to 6 months after the last U.S. presidential election in November of 2024. Hey, you got nothing to do, go to PBS Radio. Check out what I'm all about, you know? You might see that I've got a lot of there's a lot of facets to whom I am. And just go down to the schedule. I'm listed on Saturday schedule at 12 a.m., which is really, I'm at the bottom of the Saturday schedule. You know, it's really the beginning of Sunday, but it makes more sense to have it listed at the end of the Saturday schedule. And click on my name. You know, there'll be two things you can click on. You can click on the show, Connect the Dots. That's where you can find the archive shows. And if you click on my name, you can find all that, all about me. My run for the 2024 presidency, my music videos out there on YouTube, how to hook up with me on Twitter, you know. It's all there. Visit BBS Radio, the schedule. I'm on station one. Yeah, because I am number one. How about that? At least in my book, who's my favorite person? Me. Yeah, you know, it's important to love yourself. All I got to say is coming to the end of the show. Tell your friends about it. Tell them to call in. Tell them about the mystery questions. I got three of them rolling around now. So, and then you can archive the show like 4 days from now, and you can find out what those mystery questions were. And maybe you know the person. You might not know, but maybe you know the person who can explain the three important questions. And if you need protection, being bothered by demons or unhealthy energies, call for the Violet Flame. And you can learn about that at the portal also. Okay, you're going to hear my lead guitar solo. End of my song, Are You the Partner in Kind? Are you? I am. Followed by my anthem. Could be your anthem too. I gotta be somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look cause I caught their eye.